And welcome to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. I'm Ray Gustafson, your host and moderator. Today featuring teams from St. Joseph and South Haven. WSJM's Academic Challenge features scholastic competition involving high schools from around Southwest Michigan. And it's being brought to you right here from Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to SignatureDealerGroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services, Foster Kids, raise hope and foster dreams. Become a foster parent today. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome. And also brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools. So let's meet the teams. We'll start over to my left with St. Joe. Name, grade, and what do you plan to do to celebrate after exams?
My name's Max Nolan. I'm a senior this year, and after exams, I'm probably going to study for my next test. Yeah, our exams got pushed back an extra day, so we have exams on Monday also. So
yeah, because
snow day. Yeah, we can't relax anymore, so it's a fun time.
Got it. So,
hello, my name is Graham. I'm a senior, and after exams, I plan to do nothing.
Good for you.
I'm Cameron. I'm a senior, and after exams, I'm going sledding.
There you go. Well, it's going to be chilly.
I'm Eli. I'm a senior, and I'm going to try and catch up on all the sleep I've lost.
Probably lost just maybe a little bit. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Over to South Haven. Name, grade, and how are you going to celebrate after exams?
I'm Kyle. I'm in my junior year, and I'm going to take a nap after exams.
I'm Nadira. I'm a sophomore, and I just plan on resting when I get done.
Good for you.
I'm Evan. I'm a sophomore. I'm probably just going to sleep.
Yeah, that seems to be the popular one. Yeah.
I'm Karina. I'm a sophomore. I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
Not quite sure yet.
So How many of you are going to start working on your robots?
Robots?
Anybody on the robotics teams?
Yeah.
Anybody on robotics?
I got theater, so.
Yeah. So.
Band, probably.
All right. Well, glad you could be here. There's some basic rules, as always, during the first and second halves. Bill will announce the point value of each question before it's asked. When you press your buzzer, wait for me to call on you before you say what your answer is. No consolation allowed except during the 60-second round at halftime. Again, Bill Klein's here. He's going to be asking the questions tonight. I'm Ray Gustafson. Bill, are you ready to go, sir?
I am ready to go.
Teams, are you ready to go?
Sure.
Yeah.
There we go. All right, hands on your buzzers, and good luck to both teams.
And we're going to start off with a math question.
So get your pencils ready. As always, I'll have him read it twice. But at any point during the time that he's reading it, the first or the second time, if you know the answer, you can buzz in any time. And a reminder, you don't lose points if you answer incorrectly, but you do. It does cancel out your team from being able to answer it again. Okay, go ahead.
For 20 points.
Ooh, a tough one.
Consider the lines defined by the equations X or Y equals...
Start over.
Defined by the equations... Y equals X plus 2, and Y equals 6 minus X. Now find what song is playing. Now find the abscissa of the intersection of these two lines. Consider the lines defined by the equations Y equals X plus 2, and Y equals 6 minus X. Now find the abscissa of the intersection of these two lines.
Cameron from St. Joe.
90 degrees.
Incorrect.
South Haven, anybody? I'll give you 5 seconds then. Or a few seconds more, because it's a math question. We usually give you just a little extra time. Mm-hmm. Boy, that was weak, Lewis. Try that bell again, man.
Whoa.
What did you do to that thing? Holy cow. That was the weakest bell I've ever heard. Hang on before. Anybody think you want to take a quick guess? These are always fun. Take a guess. Are you
70.
Close? 70? No?
Is it not a degree measure?
No,
is that's
it?
Correct. It's not a degree measure.
5.7?
Is it area or?
Yeah, what'd you say?
2.
2?
Well, that's the closest. X equals 2.
X equals 2, but time was up. So, but anyway, it's just fun.
I wasn't sure what is it?
It's just fun to guess on them. Well, all right, moving on.
For 15 points, okay. Under federal law, what is the maximum amount an individual can contribute?
Max, St. Joe?
$2,700.
Incorrect.
Continue.
To a federal candidate per election in an election year.
South Haven, it's over to you if you want to try it.
Yes. $2,000?
Say again.
$2,000?
Incorrect. Darn. It's $1,000.
$1,000?
So. Yes. If you're an individual. If you're a corporation,
there is no limit, yeah.
For 20 points, Henry VIII was the first Protestant king of England. Who was the last non-Protestant king of England?
Cameron, St. Joe.
Charles I.
Incorrect. Well,
anybody on South Haven want to try it? The audience is wanting to sing that song, by the way, Bill. Henry VIII, I am.
Am I right? It was James II. Right. For 15 points, which Boston-based newspaper is circulated in more than 100 countries?
Cameron, St. Joe.
The Boston Globe.
Incorrect.
It's too cold for there to be crickets. Mm. So.
It's a Christian Science Monitor. For 20 points, in what kind of solution do the particles in the solution have no effect on each other?
Karina, South Haven?
A mixture.
Incorrect.
Darn.
Eli from St. Joe.
Homogeneous.
Incorrect. It's an ideal solution.
Hmm. An ideal
for
solution.
For 10 points, Grace Mugabe, the first lady of which African country, disappeared after she was accused of assaulting a young model in Johannesburg?
Max, St. Joe.
South Africa.
Incorrect.
Gears are turning over on South Haven. I can hear them. Mm-hmm.
Zimbabwe. For 10 points, Jeffrey Loria plans to sell the Miami Marlins to a group of investors that includes which former baseball player?
Cameron's laughing because he thinks he knows it, right? No?
I don't think it's
Babe Ruth. Time's up.
Derek Jeter from Kalamazoo.
Did you know that, Cameron?
No, I was laughing because the first thing that came to my mind was Joe DiMaggio. Oh, so.
By the way, we got about 2.5 minutes yet, and we're tied at zero.
For 10 points, fleas carrying what dread disease have been found?
Karina from South Haven?
The bubonic plague.
Say it louder, please.
The bubonic plague.
That is correct for 10 points.
And South Haven goes on the board with 10.
For 10 points, white supremacists sparked violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, when they protested against the pending removal of a statue.
Graham, St. Joe?
Robert E. Lee?
That is correct for 10 points.
All right, we got a tie game again.
For 10 points, a Manhattan federal judge ruled that what warehouse retailer must pay Tiffany & Company more than $19 million for selling Tiffany engagement rings, rejecting the store's argument that the word Tiffany is a generic term?
Graham, St. Joe?
IKEA?
Incorrect. Now, we don't have one around here, but it's Costco.
Costco. Oh.
For 10 points, whose tweet reacting to the attack in Charlottesville, Virginia, became the most liked tweet ever?
Max, St. Joe.
Barack Obama.
That is correct for 10 points. For 15 points, which city removed Confederate statues in the middle of the night following the events in Charlottesville?
Max, St. Joe.
Atlanta.
Incorrect.
Watch it be Charlottesville.
Remember, you don't lose points for guessing. Oops. Right on the buzzer. Did you want to try it?
Charlottesville?
Charlottesville?
Incorrect. It was Baltimore.
Less than a minute left.
For 10 points, how much money was Taylor Swift awarded in her lawsuit against a DJ?
Graham, St. Joe?
$2 million.
Incorrect.
$1 million?
Nadira? Wait for me to call in. Nadira, there you go.
$1 million.
Incorrect. It was $1.
$1 million.
For 10 points, why has Big Ben gone silent in London?
Graham, St. Joe.
The clock is being restored?
That is correct. Oh, for nice. 10 points. For 10 points, negotiations for which international agreement began in August?
Max, St. Joe?
The U.S.-Mexico trade agreement?
Incorrect. NAFTA.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first half of today's Academic Challenge. We'll be back with the score in the 60-second round after this right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Welcome back to Academic Challenge right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. At the end of the first half, the score is St. Joe 30, South Haven 10. Now on to the 60-second round. Teams, you have three categories to choose from. We'll give you 60 seconds to answer as many of the 10 questions as you can, each one worth 10 points. But I'm a nice guy, right, Bill?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, if you get all 10 in the 60 seconds, I'm going to give you a 20-point bonus. So you are encouraged to consult with one another at this time, but the answer has to come from the team captain. You can't defer it off. So after the minute is up, though, the opposing team will have a chance to answer as many questions as the first team couldn't answer. So South Haven, you're trailing at the moment. You have the first choice of these three categories: settings in literature, trigonometry, and botany. So Evan, what does your team choose on South Haven?
We're going to choose settings in literature.
Settings in literature. Bill, is there a setup for this one?
Yes, there is.
Would you read the setup, please?
By city or state, identify the setting of these American novels.
Got it? All right, we'll put 60 seconds on the clock. The 60 seconds will begin as soon as he reads that first question. Good luck, South Haven.
The House of the Seven Gables by Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Pass.
The Call of the Wild by Jack London.
Alaska.
Correct. The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
New York.
Incorrect. Main Street by Sinclair Lewis.
New York.
Incorrect. The Great Gatsby by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
New York.
Correct. The Sound and the Fury by Faulkner.
Pass.
Tobacco Road by Erskine Caldwell.
Pass.
Uncle Tom's Cabin by Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Alabama.
Incorrect. Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck.
California.
Correct. In Cold Blood by Truman Capote.
Time's up. All right, so three. Is that what you got?
Three.
Three it is. So 30 points for South Haven. So St. Joe, that means there are seven unanswered questions or 70 points hanging out there. Cameron, if your team is all set to go, let's begin. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock, and that 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. Good luck to St. Joe.
You guys ready?
Yep. Here we go.
The House of Seven Gables by Nathaniel Hawthorne.
Massachusetts.
That's correct. Call of the Wild by The Jungle by Upton Sinclair.
Chicago, Illinois.
Correct. Main Street by Sinclair Lewis.
Pass.
The Sound and the Fury by Faulkner.
Pass.
Tobacco Road by Erskine Caldwell.
Georgia. Georgia.
Correct. Uncle Tom's Cabin by Harriet Beecher Stowe.
Kentucky.
Correct. In Cold Blood by Truman Capote.
Nebraska.
Incorrect. It's that's Kansas.
That's it?
Nope, they had one. The Sound and the Fury by Faulkner.
Yep, that's one you passed on. You've still got a few seconds.
California.
Incorrect. It was Mississippi. And Main Street by Sinclair Lewis.
Washington, D.C.
Incorrect. This was from Ray's hometown. Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Gopher Prairie.
So that's four, right?
Yeah, one, two, three, four.
There it is. So 40 points for St. Joe. All right, now we're going to switch over, and St. Joe gets to choose from one of the two, pick one of the two remaining categories. We have easy ones for you. We trigonometry and or botany. Well, so what are you thinking, Cameron?
Cast your vote. I know what your vote is. Trig.
Trigonometry it is. Is there a setup for this one, Bill?
Yes, there is.
All right. Read that setup, please.
What are the numerical values of each of the following?
The numerical values.
Numerical values.
All right. We'll put 60 seconds on the clock. That 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first question. Good luck, St. Joe.
Tangent of 45 degrees.
One.
Correct. Cosine of 60 degrees.
One half.
Correct. Secant of 240 degrees.
Pass.
Cosecant of 330 degrees.
Two.
Correct. Sine of 330 degrees.
1/2.
Correct. Tangent of 30 degrees.
Square root of 3. Over 2.
Incorrect. Tangent of 240 degrees.
Pass.
Cotangent of 330 degrees.
Pass.
Secant of 60 degrees.
2.
Correct. Sine of 270 degrees.
Negative 1.
Correct. Cotangent.
Time's up. Okay, so we got 6.
Right?
Six. Yep, that's what you got. 60 points. All right, South Haven, that means there are 4 unanswered questions or 40 points you could possibly pick up here. Evan, if your team's ready, we'll put 60 seconds back on that clock. And you've got the full 60 seconds, so take your time if you need to. And the 60 seconds will begin as soon as Bill reads that first one. Good luck to South Haven.
And then, yeah, this is what the
read the setup, the
numerical values of each of the following.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Secant of 240 degrees.
1/2.
Incorrect. It was -2. Tangent of 30 degrees.
1.
Incorrect. It's 1/3 the square root of 3. The tangent of 240 degrees.
2.
The square root of 3. Cotangent of 330 degrees.
4.
minus the square root of 3.
All right, so there were the 4. So, all right, so there we go. That was
a tough category.
That was a tough one. Yep. So that ends our 60-second round. We'll check the scores and conclude the game next here on News Talk 94.9.
And welcome back
to Academic Challenge here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. The score at the end of the 60-second round: St. Joe at 130, South Haven is at 40. It's time now to find out what's happening at each of our participating schools. We'll start over on the St. Joe side. Max, what's going on at St. Joe?
All right, so right now we're going through our midterms right now, and we actually missed a day on Wednesday, so our midterms are pushed back an entire day, and we're actually hoping for another snow day to be tomorrow. We would like to also congratulate our Bears of the Month, Josh Dixon and Katke Geikwad, for their outstanding performance in the classroom as leaders and as intellectuals. Our winter sports are in full effect right now. We have boys wrestling, boys swim, and we also have boys and girls basketball, so they're doing pretty well. We also have our Science Olympiad and robotics kicking off. There's STEM fields, and we have Cameron Haynes, who's in robotics, and we'll talk about for a little bit. Yep.
On January 5th, the Average Joes of St. Joseph's High School were at LMC for the kickoff, where this year's game, Destination Deep Space, was revealed. It's a very interesting game full of kickballs and some strange discs. But we're hoping to make a robot that will effectively compete. We're closing in on the end of our third week of build season, and we're definitely enjoying the use of the new building that was so generously paid for by Mr. Edward Todd.
Yep, and then go ahead and finish, and then I've got something.
Oh, okay, thank
robotics.
You. Mm-hmm. And then we had a staff versus student basketball game where the students narrowly won by 1 point, so that was pretty fun. It's a buzzer winner, by the way.
That's good.
Student Senate's also putting on a kindness week, so kindness challenge, be nice to people. It's a fun time. And we'd like to thank our sponsors, the Department of Human Services, South Haven Public Schools, Berrien Springs Public Schools, Lakeshore Public Schools, Bradford Insurance Agency, Cook Nuclear Plant, Signature Toyota, and, of course, News Talk 94.9.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, at the end of the build season, then, when they finish the 6 weeks, we'll begin right here on WSJM Build. We'll begin Robotics Roundtable again. So every Tuesday night at 6, you can join us, and we'll be bringing in teams to talk about the build season and then the competition and everything. So that's exciting.
I have a question. Your basketball game against the staff, was that half court or full court?
That was full court.
Full court. They let you play full court. Huh?
Yeah, it was fun.
That's impressive.
That's impressive.
Good. We like to graduate Mr. Ryan Walters to being the MVP for the teacher side. So a little bit of a secret. The teachers kind of won, but then the students, you know, they won. So, you know, yeah. It was a fun time, though.
Good. All right, let's head over to South Haven. Kyle, what's going on in South Haven?
Well, congratulations to South Haven's Caden Cole and her team for defeating the Detroit Motor City basketball team 33-17 in the Mary Freebed wheelchair basketball tournament last weekend.
That's great. Ooh, that's great. Yeah.
Please join us at South Haven High School on March 15th and the 17th for the spring production of Into the Woods at the Fine Arts Center.
Anybody on the team? And are you Kyle?
Yep.
What
do you play?
I'm an ensemble, so I'm just a background character, but it's still really fun.
The background characters, some of the most important characters
exactly.
In that
show. Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry, continue.
Yeah.
Good luck to our marching band and orchestra as they prepare for their trip to Walt Disney World this spring break, which also includes me.
You're gonna be on that too?
Yeah.
That's great. Anybody else? No?
Oh, really? Yeah. We're all going to come back with Mickey Mouse ears.
Yeah. That's why we try to wrap up Academic Challenge before spring break, because a lot of kids are heading out. So,
I chaperoned that one year with the St. Joe Band, and it was
I volunteered to chaperone,
an amazing
by the way.
Experience.
Is that okay?
I had a bus that by the time we got to South Haven was called Bill's Chuck Wagon.
All right, sorry. Finish up.
Finally, we would like to thank Haven Heating of South Haven, Freshwater Designs, Michigan, and Rainy Farms as our team sponsors this year, as well as Signature Toyota and WSJM Radio for allowing this event to take place.
Awesome. Nice job. That's very nice. All right. Are you ready to go with the second half, Bill?
Yeah.
Teams, you ready for second half? Got some fire in your belly? All right. So let's begin tonight's second half of Academic Challenge here on WSJM. No substitutions. So hands on your buzzers, and here we go. Good luck to both teams.
This one's dedicated to my son-in-law.
Uh-oh.
For 20 points, in opera, this term describes a flowery, ornamental vocal style generally used by extremely high soprano voices. What is it called?
Cameron, St. Joe.
Falsetto.
Incorrect.
Kyle over on South Haven is like, I know this.
It's a coloratura. Or coloratura, I'm not sure.
Anybody
for 50?
It makes sense.
Yeah, I do it for you, but it's embarrassing.
Please don't. Bill sings solo. Solo, you can't
solo,
hear
me. Solo, you can't hear me.
He also sings tenor, 10 or 12 miles from here.
Anyway. I like that one. For 15 points. Because of its high carbon content, this form of iron cannot be shaped in solid form, but must be poured into molds as a superheated liquid.
Graham, St. Joe.
Cast iron?
That is correct.
Nice. So 15 are good.
That's why my irons are made that way. For 20 points, what are the only two Canadian provinces not directly linked to the Trans-Canadian Highway?
Somebody tried to buzz and it didn't work? Nope, okay. Thought I heard a click.
Yeah.
So, did you try it, Max?
Yeah.
Did you? Try your buzzer again real quick. Okay, it's working. All right, he did. I heard it click, so go ahead and try it, Max. Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Nunavik and Newfoundland.
What was the first one?
Nunavik.
Incorrect.
So, South Haven, I'll give you a few seconds then, 5 seconds, if you want to try since he got it incorrect. Anybody?
Okay,
Kyle?
Newfoundland and Saskatchewan?
Newfoundland and Saskatchewan?
Incorrect. They both had Newfoundland right. It was Prince Edward Island.
Okay. Mm. All right.
For 15 points.
Yeah.
In Michelangelo's last sculpture, The Disposition from the Cross, who posed for the figure of Nicodemus? Now, this is one you would want to guess at. It was Michelangelo himself.
Green over at South Haven. He's like, I knew that. So,
for 15 points, at what conference did Roosevelt and Churchill announce that the war would continue until the enemy surrendered unconditionally?
Graham, St. Joe.
Yalta.
Incorrect.
What?
Made famous by a famous movie, the Casablanca Conference.
All right.
For 20 points, the full moon that occurs nearest the autumnal equinox is called the harvest moon. What is the next full moon called?
Karina, South Haven.
The blue moon?
Incorrect.
Die.
Graham, St. Joe.
A new moon?
Incorrect. It's the hunter's moon. For 15 points, what ability sets the order of Chipotera apart from other mammals?
Graham, St. Joe.
The ability to lay eggs?
Incorrect.
Karina, South Haven.
To be venomous?
Incorrect. It's the ability to fly.
Yeah. Ooh.
For 20 points, what is the general term for the beasts of burden, such as yak, water buffalo, domestic cattle, and bantang?
Cameron, St. Joe.
Ungulates.
Incorrect.
Madeira's got her hand on the buzzer. She's got it,
go
right?
For it.
No? Okay, she doesn't.
You're going to hate yourself. Oxen.
You did have it, didn't you?
Yes.
Remember, you don't lose points if you answer incorrectly. Take a guess.
For 20 points. Yeah, here's a good one. Alexander Hamilton proposed to help infant American manufacturing through what action?
Cameron, St. Joe?
Taking on a national debt.
Incorrect.
Karina, South
Haven?
Say it again.
Creating the national bank?
Incorrect. He did both, but he proposed a protective tariff.
Oh.
About a minute left.
Okay, a minute left. Okay,
about a minute left. Yep.
And that's four questions. For 15 points. Some of these homes were over 100 feet long. They were made of wood and consisted of separate...
Graham, St. Joe?
Longhouses?
That is correct.
Nice.
For 15 points. All right. For 20 points, two U.S. presidents have won the Nobel Peace Prize. Teddy Roosevelt was the first. Who was the second?
Graham, St. Joe?
Barack Obama.
Incorrect. I thought that was true, too.
Wait. Well, then would it be Jimmy Carter?
Oh, I'm not supposed to say
it. I'm sorry. Jimmy Carter.
Jimmy Carter from Evan?
Incorrect.
It would be
Woodrow Wilson for the First World War.
All right, last question.
For 15 points, what is the last line of every verse of the old sea shanty entitled The Drunken Sailor?
You're singing it in your head right now, I bet. Graham, St. Joe.
15 sailors on a dead man's chest? I don't know.
I don't know. That's a different one.
That's a different one.
Does anybody know the song?
Guys, never hit a sailor?
No.
Don't. Oh. An audience, anybody got it? No? Nobody's got it, Bill.
It's early in the morning.
All right. So, all right, well, that does it. That's the end of today's Academic Challenge match. We'll tabulate the scores and announce the winners next, right here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM. We're back here on News Talk 94.9 WSJM's Academic Challenge. To announce today's winner, thank our sponsors, the winners, by a score of 160-40, the team from St. Joe. So congratulations, both teams. Bill brought the tough questions tonight.
We did.
Thank you for joining us on WSJM's Academic Challenge, brought to you right here from Signature Dealer Group. Get the deal, not the ordeal. Go to signaturedealergroup.com. Berrien Springs Public Schools, together inspiring students to think, learn, achieve, and care in a global community. The Cook Nuclear Plant. Lakeshore Public Schools, grounded in tradition, committed to excellence, where Lancers become leaders. Bradford Insurance Agency, your local AAA insurance agent. South Haven Public Schools, inspiring success in learning, leadership, and life. The Department of Health and Human Services Foster Kids, raise hope and foster dreams, become a foster parent. Visit michigan.gov/hopeforahome. And also brought to you by New Buffalo Area Schools. Join News Talk 94.9 WSJM again next week at the same time as Decatur and River Valley go head-to-head on Academic Challenge.
Good job.